Zvois, it said in the Mishnah, our Zvois we make, Shekoyche Gvurosay Molay Oilom. My Zvois, Omar Av Ketine Gure. So what is Gure? Rashi says, Bulshainom Koyrem Reida Saoretz Gure. It's an earthquake, it's called Gure. Rav Ketine Have Koozel Beurche, Kimoto apisre de bei Uve Tamye. He passed by the house of Uve Tamye. So Rashi says, what's Uve Tamye? Bal oiv shalatzomeis. Shois and kishuv batzomeis hameis. Uve is the taich bal oiv. That was his profession. He was oisik and kishuv. And the kishuv was with Tamye. Tamye is atzomeis. Tamye atzomeis. The Daimeloi, and here Rashi goes into Anariches to figure out the translation of the word. The Daimeloi b'meseches kelim, beis mole tamye, u'peirish rafhai, mole tamye, ba'yishuhu mole atzomis. Ve'hevi raya alze, mi'bereishis rabe, that how do you know that tamye means atzomis? Dektoni andrinus shochik tamye, tahainu shochik atzomis. It's very interesting. Harashi goes into an Ariches Godel to figure out the translation of a word. Ve'ein leforesh oiv tomei, that here tamye does not mean atzomes, it means tomei. She'ein ze haloshen. It's not clear what if Rashi means to say that you don't say oiv tomei, that's not the correct way of saying it, or that Tamye is not a Loshon of Tumet. Tamye is a Loshon of Atzomis. Mark upon him. So he passed by the house of Uve Tamye. In his mazel, as soon as he passed by the house, Gonach Gua, so there was a earthquake. Omar, miyoda Uve Tamye, hai Gua mau. Uve Tamye, you know what's pshat in this Gua, what the reason is for. Exactly why he asked him, I also don't have an idea why he wanted to hear from him his meinung. He passed by his house and there was an earthquake, so he asked him if he understands the reason of this phenomenon. Lomele kole, so he called out to him, ketine, ketine. The Ben Yehuda says, the second ketine, he wasn't stuttering. He wanted to tell him, ketine, your name is ketine and I hold you small. Am I lo yadana? You're asking such a difficult question, why I shouldn't know? V'shor shakadish bolchu zeicher esbonov sheshchuyim betzar bein umeis ha'ilom. The Rabbein Yishleom is zeicher, the tzar that Klal Yisrael finds themselves in, moirit shtei demois liyam ha'godl, and the demois go from the yam ha'godl to the tahoim, that's how the Shleima Mishnosei says. And the earthquake originates in the time, v'koiloi nishma misoifoi lombad soifoi, v'hainu gua. And that's pshat in gua. Omar abktine, uve tamye kodiv hu umilei k'divin. You're a liar, and your shtikteir is also not oiskehalten. If that would be pshat, Yehochi gue gue mi boile. So therefore there should be a b'shas the earthquake, there should be a double. If there's two demois, if there are two demois, so there should be a double sound of gua. Let us see what Rashi says. Gonach gua vatigash vatirash kloimen nizdaze ho oretz mi oid moid. Gonach gue chodemilsi vechein aloshen. Gue gue mi boile, shnei pomim hoyoloi lehizdazeya, keneged shtei demois. If there are two demois, so it should have been two times. Loihi, and the Gemara says, really that's not a kasha. Gue gue ovid, there are take, if one would listen good, there's take a double gue. Vahai deloi oidilei, ki heichi deloi liti kuli alme abasrei. That means if he would be made it is shtik teire, so therefore others might be nimshech to his other anhoges of a baloiv. So therefore, he was soiser, he was mevatel ishtekteire, mevatel this ubetamya also. V'rav ktine di deyomar, the mashal muchetzich, what pshat v'rav ktine di dey, if be'emison, it is a good ishtekteire. So what's v'rav ktine di dey? Al koponim, Rav Ktina today had a another shtick teir, it seems. Oim Omar Soife Kapov, Shenema Vagam Ani Aka Kapai Al Kapai Ani Choisi Chamosi. We'll see there's different, Bechlal, we can start over here already. The, Nein Yaakov, they bring down from the, from the Rajbe, that all these lashonis of shtei demois or kapov, these are only mishalim, the saber esoizen, there's no such inyan. Kol ma shebiru meherodas demois v'sipuk yedayim mishalim heim, kulam loiroas tsar v'dayge al chuben abayis v'al golas ha'om. That's what the Rajba says. There are different... It is misholim to be mevayer and different eifanim how the Rabbeinu Shloilem is mitztayer. But so the saber esoizen of the nina viridus the mois or the soife kaf al kaf. Others say pshat that what's the inyan of soife kapov that beetzim. There is a double tzore. When Yidna Mefuza Begolis, there's a tzore Ruchni from the Golis, and there's a tzore Gashmi from the Golis. The Pasuk it says, Yodi Yosda Oretz, V'yimini Tipcha Shamayim. So it seems in the Briye, the Yad Smoil is Oisik in the Dvorim Arziyim, the Dvorim Gashmiyim, the Yad Yemin is Tipcha Shamayim. So Be'etzim, that Be'etzim was the Inyan of the two Demois. He didn't say Yishtik Teire is right, is wrong in two Demois. Yes, the Makasha, so it should be Gua Gua. So he just said, the stack of one Dime. He didn't want to say that, because Be'etzim, the reason of the Zavois, that is Zicher, that when there's a Ribui Tzar Bashamayim, that's coming about because of Golis Yisrael, so there's Taki two in Yonim. There's an Inyan of Tzores Aguf and Tzores HaNefesh, which Klal Yisrael suffers from both in the Golis. That's why he was good Mechav and Shtei Demois, but he said, so we should hear two Koilis, Gua Gua. Therefore, he said that the Siba comes about from Soifek Kaf al Kaf. The Kaf Smoil al Kaf Yamin. So, Be'etzim, he wanted to say there's really one coil, but it comes about from the double Tzore, from the Tzar HaGuf that was created in the Yad Smoil, and the Tzar HaNefesh that created the Yad Yamin. Well, that was Rav Katina's bill in an earthquake. Rabbi Nosson Omer Anoche Misanach. The union of an earthquake is a b'china of a krecht. Shenema v'ani choisi chamosi bom v'hine chomti. It seems he learned v'ani choisi is a loshen of anoche. That the Rabbeinu Shloim is misanach, misoinen, בשביל חמוסי בום, והנה חומתי. ורבוני אומרי, בואי את פריקיה. The source of the ראודה starts פריקיה. שנאמר, הידוד כדורכם יענה על כל יושבי האורץ. Those who used to be דורך, the דורכם, so in order to encourage themselves, they used to sing. It used to be a curl, הידוד. So the Pasuk says that there's a dricha lemailo al kol yeshvei haaretz, and that brings about the earthquake. Avacha ba Yaakov amal doichek es raglo tachas kisei hakovei. Shenema koyomar Hashem Hashemayim kisi va'oretz adoyim ragloim. So the Goyin says pshat in the Gemara as follows, that the ideal situation is what it says in this pasuk, koyomar Hashem Hashemayim kisi va'oretz adoyim ragloim, and ha'oretz is going on the Beis HaMikdash. After Chuban HaBayis, so the Hadoim Ragla had to be Tachas Kisa Yaakovit. But that's not, it wasn't meant that way. So Doichekes Ragla of Tachas Kisa Yaakovit. Because now that became bottled, the Hadoim Ragla, so therefore Doichekes Ragla of Tachas Kisa Yaakovit. What does see Rashi? Rashi says, Soife kapov, umay oise koil, mizdaezes ha'oretz. Shemotzinu she kapov soife, shenema gam ani ake kapa yel kapa. Anoche mis anach, umay oise anoche marit ha'kalke. The anoche brings about reidas ha'kalke. Umotzinu she mis anach, shenema vani choisi chamosi bom, kav yochol ka'odom she yesh loy chaymo, umis anech, umis nachem daito. After the anoche, boise loy naches ruach. So it seems the posik is vanichoisi, aloshen anoche, bishvil chamosi bom. That is the sib of the anoche, and then vinechomti. Vinechomti, al anachem, al arosh, osisi lahem. Heidat kedoichim yanish, adoirech, uboid berikia, boots adoim ragloi, kigoin shedocho, tachas kise yakovoid, Magia biyutei adlo oretz yadoim raglov. Rashi vayistoyis that bizmanenu also the biyut reaches till hadoim raglov. Al haromim and romim we also say shekaychei gvorase malei olam. My romim, what are yomim? Omar Shmuel anoni begalgelo. So there are two pshatim in Rashi. Anoni begalgalo. So one pshat Rashi says, Anonim mischoifefim umischachechim. Seems that the friction that is caused between the clouds which rub one with the other, v'nishma ha'keil. And from the, we hear the keil, that is the sibe of the thunder. V'nishma ha'keil. Loshen acher, ha-anonim poigim begalgal, the anonim enter the galgal milamailo, misgalgelasim ha-galgal balkocham, v'oisei koil hainu ra'omim. And this brings about the ra'omim. Now, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, and let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara, because the Gemara brought a posik. My ra'omim, omar Shmuel, anoni begalgalo. Shenema, keil ramcho, bagalgal, heyiru verokim tevel, rogzo batira sha'oretz. So according to the second pshat, it's very good, bagalgal, kol ramcho, because the anonim entered the galgal. According to the first pshat, anoni begalgalo, the megalgal, the rubbing one another. So it's keil ramcho begalgal. So maybe it's in the process of gilgal, or it's kigalgal. It makes the Rashi in Chumash says kigalgal. It sounds like a wheel that is turning. Al kaponim, that is the siba of the riyomim. The rabbanon omri, the rabbanon say a different siba for the keil. Anoni de shofchi mayel adodi. Is a shvichas mayim from one cloud to the other cloud. Shenema lekel titoi hamoin mayim bashamayim. There's an asinus mayim bashamayim. Rav Acher bar Yaakov Omar balka takife. There is a strong lightning, the borig banone, that breaks through the clouds, umetaver gzizi de barze. It seems there are frozen particles of borod in the clouds, and this balke takife melts them, and this causes the rain to fall. Rav Ashi Omar anoni chalchuli mechalchuli. The clouds have a hollowness in them, Va'asi zike umenashe va'pumayu, and when the wind blows over the openings of the clouds, that brings about the sound of the thunder. V'domi kizike alpum dani. It's just like a wind blows if you have a open barrel, so a sound is caused from that. So this is also caused from the sound of the ruach that blows on the clouds. Umistavre, the Gemara says, from all these biurim to explain the keil hara'omim, mistavre kerav acher bayakev. Mistavre is like Rav Acher bayakev, because we see the seder is that the thunder comes right after the lightning. We see the borik barka, umena me'anoni, va'osi mitre. According to the other pshatim, why do we need lightning before thunder? But according to Rav Acher bayakev hakert, the whole process of the thunder comes about through the lightning. So therefore, it's mistavah. So since we see such a seder, mistavah, that is the lomdis of the keil of the ra'omim. The goyin says, if the lightning causes the thunder, he says theoretically, they should upon him come bebasachas. So he says, in Yisod it is bebasachas, but light travels faster than sound. He says it in a little different way, and that the chush ariyah is quicker to detect than the chush hashmiyah. He says they attack both occur at the same time, but we detect the lightning before we detect the thunder. So that's why we perceive the lightning before the thunder. Zogt Rashi. Anoni, that's what we said already, Barka Brokim Shel Eish. And this Borok Shalesh breaks the Gzizi de Barza, which is Chatiches Borot. That comes about from the Shvire of this Borot. Gzizi Chatiches Shal Borot. Chilchuli Mechalchali. Anani. There's a hollowness in them. Umenashev Zika Alayu. And the wind blows on them behind the ramim, and this brings about the sound of the thunder. Minami anoni, haimais anonim comes after the lightning. Va'al haruchais, and on ruchais we make shekoichai gvorosai molay oilom. So the Gemara asks, my ruchais, what falls into the category of ruchais? Amar Abaye Zafa. Zafa is a very strong wind. So when there's a Zaf, then on such a ruach, one makes shekoichei gvorosei molei oilo. Amar Abaye Gemiri Zafa. Yeah, Rashi doesn't say that it's in Laz. Amar Abaye Gemiri the Zafa belelye loyhavi. That the Zaf will not occur at night. Here by Kabbalah, there's no Zaf at night. If it's a hurricane or a tornado, whatever it is, it's not at night. We see there is Zaf at night, a ruach of Zaf at night. So the Gemara says, no, ahu das chuli biyamome. He started by day. But you will not have a Zaf that started by night. What is the inyan in this Kabbalah? So the Marsha says Pshat, we have to understand, the Bismanani, we can also understand that even with electricity, if you have a storm that's starting at night, Befrat, Bismanayim, there was very small sources of light, and a tremendous storm would start at night, so the damage in the hezek is tremendous. They have no way how to protect themselves. It's pitch black, and you have a tornado going. So therefore, when the Rabbeinu Shlalom shlocked, it's with Chachman. It won't. So the Gemara says, "Vakarazin and Dahavi, Ahudas Chuli biyamom." But they were storm warnings already by day, so they were prepared already, so they were able to be matzel themselves. But a zaf should be maschel at night. We have a Kabbalah in Peroni Yiskufe. There's a seder. Zayvait nisht. That's how the Marsho says pshat. It's a very interesting Ben Yehoyada. The Ben Yehoyada says that, the Ben Yehoyada says as follows, that, the Pasuk says, Yoitzer Horim, Uboirei Ruach, Umagid La'odom Masichoi. The Pasuk puts three things together. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam created mountains, Ruchais. He tells the person Masichai about what he spoke. So the Ben Yehoda explains that there are tremendous ruchais which start coming ba'olam, and if it wouldn't be for the horim will take the brunt of the winds. The strong winds get mellowed out through the horim. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam created Ruach after there was Horim. Yaitza Horim, or then Ubayre Ruach. If there are mountains that can mellow out the strength of the wind, then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam then is Ubayre Ruach. So the Ben Yehoda asks, so why do you need the wind, why do you need the mountains in order to mellow out the winds? Let the winds be mellower to begin with. So he says, no, there is such an inyan of a Ruach, of a ruach of zaf, that when Klal Yisrael is chayte, so then you have to show them the anoinish, and that's the ruach shel zam, the ruach shel zaf. He says, but there's a particular chet that ruach comes. Umagid la'odom ma'asichoy. This is on the chet hadibur. The person, the koyach hadibur is called ruach memalala. Vipach ba'apach v'ruach chayim, so the Targum says ruach memalol, the koyach hadibur, that is the ruach that the person possesses. And if he takes care of it, the horim will make sure that the ruchais ha'olam should also go kiseder. But if he goes wild with his ruach, the Ben Shalom will show that there's a ruach zaf ba'olam. So he says, since most of the dibur, statistically, is spoken by day. So when the Rabbeinu Shalom brings Amida Keneged Mida, Ruach Zaf, he wants to show that it's Keneged the Ruach Memalula of the person. So therefore it starts by day. That is the Indian of the Baal Kaponim, it starts by day. The Omar Abai, another Kabbalah. Gemiri, the Zafo Tarti Shoi. The Gemiri de Zafo Tarti Shoi Loikoi. That if there would be a Zaf of 2 hours, so the Olam wouldn't be Kayim. Lekayim Ashenemar Loisokum Pa'amayim Tzora. We'll see in a minute. Fakarzinen de Koi, the Mavsik Beini Beini. So if there's a Hefsik, if there's a hefsik between, that means if it would be consistent for 2 hours, that would bring about chuben oilom. But if there's a hefsik, so then it doesn't bring about chuben. So the Marsho explains the posik as follows. Loisokum pa'amayim tzoro. So he says, each shor is shoylet who have laid in Rashi a mazel bifnei atzmo. And each shor is called a pam. The im loisokum pa'amayim, if there will not be 2 pa'amayim, that means there won't be a hefsik between them, then that's tzora. Then that's an eis tzora, then the oilam can't have a kiyum. Valabrokim oimer boruch shekoichoi ugvurosoi molay oilam. The Mishnah says, am brokim, we make a broche shekoichoi ugvurosoi molay oilam. My brokim, Omar Rove Barko. Rove said Barko. So the Gram Horovitz wants to say that The Gemara wanted to know, we'll see in a minute, that there is such an Indian, there's a, such a type of a lightning that it only the lightning comes once. It's not such a good simon either. The Gemara, so the Gram Horowitz wants to say pshat in the Gemara Shaila was, my brokim. The Shaila was, is, do you need the Lashon Rabim? Is brokim only speaking about the mean? That means is this lightning, so it's called brokim. But a borok, one borok will, one will also make shekeich ikvaros emori oilom. Or since one borok is not a simin broche, so one does not make a broch on it. That's how the Gam Horovitz wants to say. That was the Shaila of the Gemara, my brokim, or my rove balka. But even one borok, you also make shekoichei gvorosei molo yoylo. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, balke, loshen mavrik no. Now, if we'll notice before, Rashi said, we spoke already about brokim before, when we were speaking about how the coil of the thunder originates. So the Gemara says, the borik ba'anone, or the rabach about the borik balka, menami anoni va'osi mitre. So there Rashi says, balka brokim shel eish. And here Rashi translates balka loshen mavrik noho. So it's very interesting, L'chayra, these are two translations. This kasha that Tzlach asks. Shlema Mishnosi also asks this kasha. Then the Tzlach asks another kasha. If we look in the Hemshech HaGemore, now, the Mishnah mentioned a whole bunch of riyos that a person makes a brocha shekeiche gvorosei molei oyulam. Ala ruchais, ala brochim, ala zikim, ala zvois, ala romim, ala ruchais, ala brochim, oimer, bor shekeiche gvorosei molei oyulam. Grad, the last foul is brochim. And then the common denominator is on all these riyas one makes shekeiche gvorosei molei oyulam. So l'chayre, if the Gemara wanted to know what is brokim, how many brokim do you need? Vala brokim. So the Gemara should have said, my brokim. Why did the Gemara bring vala brokim oima boruch shekoicha yugvorosei molei oilam? The halacha, we don't have any problem. We're just explaining what these inyonim are. What are romim, what are zvois. Vala brokim. So what are brokim? If there's a shaila, my brokim. Vala brokim, my brokim. Omarove barke. Why did the Gemara bring the haloche, which was not brought by all the others, and is not necessary? I mean, God, in the Sefer HaMishneh, we end with brokim, but it's tfolta kasha. So the Tzlach answers that the Gemara had a meridike kasha. Why in the Seder HaMishneh we see that the Gemara says hakert, the brokim come before the ra'omim. And when the Tana was mesader, the Mishneh, so the Tana put al azikim, val azvois, val ha'ra'omim, val haruchais, val ha'brokim. So l'chayre, he was ma'acher brokim, which come before Ra'amim, and he separated the Brokim from Ra'amim. That was the Gemara's kasha, my barka, my Brokim. What are these Brokim? If this is the Brokim that come with Ra'amim, so he should put it together with Ra'amim, not be maflig with Ruchais afterwards. That was the kasha, my Brokim. Omar Rove barka. So Rava answered Barke. So Rashi says Barke, Loshen Mavrik Nar. This is a Mavrik is a Loshen of an illumination. So it seems this is not the Barke Takife that we learned before. Before we learned that the Borok that creates Ra'omim.
That Rashi says that's a borok shalesh, that's brokim shalesh, that is a lightning that is, that the yisayid is eish. And that belongs with Ra'amim. These brokim are different brokim. That's why, that in Omar Rove, Barke, this is a in Dalge, this is not a borok shalesh, it's a different type of a borok. And that's why the Gemara brought the Pasuk. The Gemara knew all the time that there were two types of brokim. There's a borok shalesh and a borok not shalesh. But the Gemara was under the impression the borok that is not shalesh, one does not make shekoicha gvarasim alei olam. The balke takife, that one makes shekoicha gvarasim alei olam. The Shleima Mishnasi wants to say, lalach, we don't paskin like this. But he wants to say, pshat and Rashi, that the second balke is sometimes the lightning that comes when the day is hot. This is a different type of a lightning in Gatsa that comes because of the heat. Now that's shot in this borok. In the Gemara held on this borok, you do not make shekoicha gvarosim alei olam. So that is pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara brings down valabrokim oimer bor shekoicha gvarosim alei olam. Frek the Gemara, my brokim. Which brokim are we speaking about? We're speaking about the Barko Takife, which is Shalesh, or should have been before. If we're speaking about this different Borok, that's Alosh and Mavrik, no, which is a smaller type of Borok, why do you make Shekoichik Varosim Oli Oilo? And Rava was Machadish, no, Omar Rava Barko, that even this Borok, of the, which is a smaller Darge, one also makes Shekoichik Varosim Oli Oilo. That's how the Tzlach is Mavaya, the Sugi over here. But Omar Rove, and Omar Rove says, Balke Yechido, when, but the Balke Yechido is a Trashi Shloi Hivrik Elo Pam Echot. There's only one lightning, there's no continuation of lightning. But Balke Chivro, Balke Yeroiktops, a white Borok, a green Borok, Vanani de Solkon Bekeren Marovis Veasion Mikeren de Roimis, if clouds come up, from Keren Marovis, or they come from Keren Roimis, Vetarti Anoni de Salken Chodel Apichavate, or two Anonim, it seems, come one against the other and they bump into each other. Kul and Koshien. It is not a Simen Broche. Rashi says, Barke Chivre, Barke Yeroikte, Kul and Koshien, She Einam Shel Broche. De Salken Chodel Apichavate, She Shnei Anonim Poigim Ze Eze. So the Gemara says, Lamayim Nafkemino. So Lamayim Nafkemino, if it's not a Simen Broche, so the Gemara says, if someone is in a matzib that he sees something that's not a Simen Broche, Lamivi Rachme. That's why he sought to be Ma'ire Rachme. Va'ani mili belel yav, v'betzavcha les behu mashoshe. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, Hani anani detzavcha. Now, the anonym that come up in the morning, they don't have any cheshivas. Lesbu mashoshe. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't bring with itself a blessing of rain. Techsi vechazdechem ka'anan boiker. So there the Pasuk is criticizing the chesed, so it says it's equivalent to anan boiker. It's not a fruitful chesed. So we hear now that an anon that comes up in the morning, it won't last, and it's not lesbu mashoshe. Omale Rav Popa Labaye, ha'omri inshi, the Welt sagt, kad miftach bovi mitra, if one opens up the door in the morning, and he sees that it's raining, is bar chamro, a person who is a chamor, that means he transports tvua an chamoirim. So he sees it raining in the morning, so he should realize that that's a gevaldik yisimin broche, it's going to be a plentiful year of rain. And if there's a lot of tvua, so then they don't need his transportation, because the tvua will be plentiful. So we tell this bal chamro moich sakyech, so fold up your sack, you won't have too much business this year. Pagani and go back to sleep. You have nothing to look forward to. So al kaponim, God, other meforshim ha-mo'ira, we bring a posik,
kanan boiker, that an onan be boiker is worthless. And the Gemara is the kasha, but the velts are toch nit azoi. A very interesting kasha, mefrekt von a velts vertel an a posik. Al koponim, so the Gemara says, loy kasha. Ho de kotar be eive, ho de kotar be anani. That means there are ananim and there's eive. Eive is a thick type of cloud, and if that comes in the morning, that could be a simen broche. Ananim, the onon baboiker, that is not a simen broche. What does he Rashi? Anan boiker loy kavua. Kad miftach bovi mitro bachamre moich sakech begoni. Im kshetiftach losecho baboiker, if you open up the door in the morning, yered lecho moto, Lachan yoim achamor. So for you, I'm telling you a good eitzah. This chamor rahoylech mimokim lamokim lahavi tvua. That's his business. He transports tvua. Moich sakech vegoni. Kfeil sakech tachtecho. You have nothing to go out for to do business. So cover up. So double over your sack. Petition olaf. Leitei lachan abon yilavi tvua. Lafishi yachitim bezoil b'shvil hageshem. This is going to be a plentiful year, an abundant year, so there's not too much business for you. Hachi garsinin ha dekotar be'eva niskashru ha'shamayim ba'ov ovov. There's a thick cloud ostoy ki yered geshem rav, even though it's in the morning. Ha dekotir ba'anona onan kolush hu anan boiker she'ein ba'imamish. This doesn't have too much of a value. Taisves alohuche saime shekoichai gvorosoi molei oilam yirishalmi masnisim ksheboim bezam. Then one makes koichai gvorosoi molei oilam avu ksheboim benachas oime boruch oise bereishis. Which the Bruce says we should always say boruch oise bereishis because we never know when it is called zam and when it is not called zam. Zogte gemore weiter. Omar Rab Alexandri, Omar Rab Yeshua ben Levi, loy nivru ra'omim, elo lifshayt akmumi yeshebelev. The Maharsho explains that the noise that comes about with ra'omim is it's a very frightening noise. And why did the Rabbeinu Shel Olam create this charode? That's what the Gemara, what's the necessity? What do we derive from this? So the Gemara says, Lahavshi takmimi yeshebelev. Remember, I once heard from Rav Shvadron, Zol Gesund sein, he said over from the Ur Yael, that there are, says if you have a wrinkled piece of paper and you want to smooth it out, so you just smooth it out like this. If you have a beged that got wrinkled with the fingers, with the hand, it won't be good. You have to take an iron to smooth it out. The greater the wrinkle is, you need a greater keli to smooth it out. He says, if you need ra'omim, la'havshi takmumi yeshebelev, we see how crooked it is that you need such a roller to straighten it out. One of the Mefoshim on the Ein Yaakov wants to say Pshat in the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says in Sukkah that the Ein Yaakov. The Gemara says in Sukkah, "Bizman she Yisrael oisin retzayne shal mokaim may oiseis hashamayim al teichosu." When Klal Yisrael is doing retzayne shal mokaim, they have nothing to be afraid of. The oiseis hashamayim. The Gemara brings a posik, v'lo Yisrael techosu. The Klal Yisrael won't have to fear the Oisis HaShemayim. So he wants to say, Yisrael is Oisis Yoshar Keil. When they, with Yashris, there's no Akmumiyis, then they don't have to be afraid of the Oisis HaShemayim. But if it's not Yoshar Keil, so when there's Akmumiyis, then the noises mean something. One shouldn't turn over on the other side. That is the purpose, to bring about a pachad in the person. And the pachad eventually should bring about Yira Shemai. For Omar Rab Alexandria, Omar Rab Yeshua ben Levi, Horoyes HaKeshes Ba'onon, the person sees a rainbow,
Tzorech sheyipel alponov. So he should bow down when he sees this keshes. Shenema kemare yakeshes asheyiyeh bo'onon. So Rashi says, Tzorech sheyipel alponov lefishu mare kvoid Hashem. Ve'era ve'epel alponai. Light alobe marove, that no one does such a thing, mishum de merzi command the sogid lekashta. Seems like he's bowing down not to the, to marek void Hashem, he's bowing down to the keshes alone. Avo bruchi vade mevorech, but a brocha zicher should be said. Mai mevorech, boruch zoicher habris. That, the keshes is a simen in the brie, that, Even though there's a matziv that's roi that a mabul should be bo lo ilom, is the Rabbeinu Shlo Ilom is zeicher habris. Once a meirdike pshat from Rav Wolfson, there's a gemara in Baba Basra. The gemara in Baba Basra says Rabbi Bar Bar Chone was once walking in a midbar and he heard a baskel. Who'll be made for the Shvue? Who'll be made for the Shvue? He didn't say anything. Kept quiet. Later, when he came back, so he told over the Beis Medrash, the Baskel he heard, who'll be made for the Shvue. They told him that Amerdi Ketaine, why wasn't he made for? That that's him, that Shvue was the Shvue on the Golas, that the Golas should end. He should have been made for the Shvue, but Kvan Meredik. He says, he thought they meant a different shvur. The Eibishter made a shvur, he won't bring a mabul boilom. He thought he meant the shvur. They brought him a riot, it wasn't the shvur. So Rav Wolfson said, a moire dikevolt, that Rabbi Bar Bar Chone held that the world was in such a matziv that Bashomayim they were looking for a shtadlus to bring a mabul boilom. And in truth, that was how Rabbi Bar Bar Chone saw the matziv of the world. And in truth, the nahapachu. It was then a matziv of bringing gula boilom. So al kaponim, the one should never be impressed from what he sees. He sees a matziv as a matziv. One can never know what the times can mean. It was then a matziv of Yeshua, not a matziv of chum. But al kaponim, the inyan of the keshes is, al kaponim calls him on the shvuas kaim and the brises kaim. So the inyan is that we make a broche zeicher habris. Vasnise tonne Rabbi Shmuel b'nai Rabbi Yechonon ben Breika oimer nemon bebrisoi v'kayim b'mamore. Omer Rav Pope hilkach nimrinu l'tarvayu boruch zeicher habris nemon bebrisoi v'kayim b'mamore. Someone says pshat Kayim b'mamoroi, that one should not think that the keshes was created later after the mabul, because there's a klal ein chodesh tachas hashomesh. The keshes was really created bein hashmoshes from sheshes and bereshes. So the kayim it exists b'mamoroi already in the mayim of sheshes. One should not think that the keshes was created later. It's kaim already b'mamoroi. It's an existence from the maimer. And the Rabbeinu Shlom used this keshes as an ois bris. Taisves. Ukach namrinu l'tavayu. Oy mari. Da ein choismen beboruch. Bebroch azu. There's no chsime. Because it's not called a broch aruche. Chayfetz Hashem from the Chaim HaKodesh says that even though in the bracha that one says, if he forgot to be masker ritzei in Bichas HaMozoin, so there we say lo'oisu lebris, and then there is achsime, because there lo'oisu lebris is two different in yonim. Masha'enkein, this is one inyan, it's not called a bracha aruche, and therefore there's no necessity for achsime. Dein Chaismen beboch bebroche zu. Veichem bevorech, boch at Hashem alokeinem alokeilom, nemon bebrisoi, vekayim beshvuosoi, vezoiche habris, and if we midaik and tais vestais is mamish a different madbeye of the broche that the Gemara has. The Chayvitz Hashem wants to say, Taisus held, if you start off with Zeicher HaBris, there's nothing to elaborate afterwards. Therefore, Taisus held the Seder is verkehrt. And that's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara is just, the Gemara is not speaking about the Madbeye. The Gemara just says, you have to mention this and this and this, but the Seder, Taisus held the Seder has to be punkt verkehrt. Al-Horim v'al-Gvois, we say, Oise Masse Bereshis. The Horim and Gvois, this is Maise Bereshis, this is in existence in the world, this is Maise Bereshis. Otu kolhani damorin at hashte lav Maise Bereshis ninu. Until now, this is, does not fall into the category of Maise Bereshis. For Ksiv, when it speaks about Maise Bereshis, brokim lamotaroso, so this is also, was put into the Teva Ho'ilom. Amar Abaye kroich v'toni. Kroich v'toni, so Rashi says, Bekulu, and all of these in Yonim, all these Rias that it says in the Mishnah, Baruch Oise Bereishis, Baruch Shekoichai Moloi Oilam. Kroich v'toni lekulu b'chod abova, val kulam shtei broches halolu. So the Mestamah Pshad is, Taisir brings down the next Gemara, but Mestamah the same thing is here also, not that one should say two broches, the one has a alternative. If he wants, he can say Oisamasa Bereishis. If he wants, he can say Shekoichai Gvurosei Moloi Oilam. Rabba Omar, Hosom Mevorich Tarti, Bor Shekoichai Moloi Oilam, Voisamasa Bereishis. Hocham Oisamasa Bereishis, Ika Shekoichai Moloi Oilam Lekin. So Rabba says no. By the first Inyonim, by the Ra'omim, Brokim, there one has a choice. One can either say Oisa Maisa Bereshis or Shekeichi Gvorosim Oli Oilom. But by Horem Gvois, Oilom, She'enom, Mokim Echod, Alokol Echod, Ve'echod Bim Koimed, the Lashon of Rashi is very unclear. It's not Moli Oilom, She'enom Bim Mokim Echod, they all be in one place and it would be Moli Oilom. It's not Moli Oilam, because it's not Moli Oilam. Mestam Ra'omim and Barakim, it's the Yediyah, it's Nisparsim. Zvois is Nisparsim. This is only B'mokim Echad. But Rashi, that what Rashi is She'enam B'mokim Echad, I don't understand. Look to Gemara weiter. Let's see Taisvis first. Rabam ha'osam avar shekoich gvorosem moloi oilam bo'oisei ma'ase bereishis. Perish oimer oiho, oiho. One has a choice. He can say whatever he wants. Eizu she'yirtze v'chem perish revalva. So therefore the poiskim say if a person made a broche on the brokim and teich kedei dibur there was ra'omim, so since each broche patas the you could use either oisem ma'aseh bereishis or keichi gvorosem moloi oilam, so it's teich kedei dibur, so therefore patas the ra'omim, so therefore one cannot say a broche on the ra'omim anymore, because the ra'omim were also gepatat. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, horoye rokiya betaharoso. The person will see the rokiya betaharoso, it's not cloudy. Oimer Baruch Oisa Bereshis. Oisa Masa Bereshis. It seems this is the tzir, how the Rekia looked. Bishas Maisa Bereshis. Eimer Sai, Omer Abaye Ki Yose Mitre Kul Leleuya. It was raining a whole night. Betatra Ose Istane. And in the morning a north wind came. Omegalye Lehula Shamaye. And then the wind, Mestama pushed away with the rest of the clouds. So then one makes Oisa Masa Bereshis, a pligi, the Rafram Bar Popa Marav Chizde. Amar Rafram Bar Popa Marav Chizde, Miyayim Shechora Beis Amigdish Loi Niris Rokiyah B'Taharosa. There's no such thing that nowadays one can make this broche. Shenema Albi Shamayim Kedeirois Vesak Osim Kesusom. It is not a massive of Taharosam. Ke'etzem ha-shamayim la-toyar, that is, Rashi says, be'ez gulosam, be'ez simchosam. Taras ha-shamayim is only be'ez simche. And b'shas chuben abayis, from chuben abayis, there's no etzem ha-shamayim la-toyar, it's a matzav of albi shamayim kederis. Oim ha-boruch oisa bereishis, so Rashi says, shakach oisa b'riyosei, v'achakach kisu anonim.
istene ruach tzifoinis. Tonu rabonon. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Horoye chamo betkufoso. If a person see the chamo betkufoso, this is the birchas hachamo, which comes once every 28 years. There are different pshatim. Let me tell you what how the goyin says, the goyin's gears and the goyin's pshat, how we can understand it. Levono betaharoso. So the goyin says, Levono betaharoso is kshenishlemo bachatzi hachoydish. The zman of the Levono, when the nishlam bachatzi hachoydish, the goyin says, v'tzorich lozeh chochmo gdoilo leida emosai hi bishleimis. It is very misleading. So therefore these other brachas, and levono betarosa, keichovim bemisiloisam, so the goyin says, kshaboim al seida horishin shalmaise bereishis, amazolis kesidron, shemazol tle mascha lalis betchilis nisen, and all these inyonim the goyin says, one needs a tremendous chokhmah, and therefore the Rabbi Yehuda also mentions this, so therefore in these when this machlekes sarishayim, also what this means. So these other brachas, levono bedvaros vekechom bemsiloisam azolis kesidron, we don't make this bracha. But in all these inyanim, you make oima baruch oisa bereishis. So the Gemara asks ve'emos, and this is going on hachamo betkufoso. When do we make this bracha? Emes havi, omar abaye kol chof cheshnin. Every 28 years. The Magze comes back to the beginning. The Novlot Kufas Nissen Bishapsoi, and Kufas Nissen will start Bishapsoi. Shapsoi is, we'll see that Tuesday evening, the first Koichov, the first planet that is Shoilet in the evening, 6 o'clock in the evening, is Shapsoi, which is Saturn. Al koponim beulte de tlas nagi arbe. The Tuesday evening when it starts becoming Wednesday, so then is chamo bitkufoso. Let us see Rashi. Bitkufoso, tkufoso is a loshen hekef, a circuit. Mokem shi chayzer shom lechiles hekefo. That the shemesh comes back lechiles hekefo. He shas plies amoiris. From this man, when the Rabbi Nishlam was tailored the ma'oiris birkiya shamayim, and that was yom revi, so Chazal assumed that the plies amoiris was chilas yom revi. That the shemesh was put bim koimai, the chama was put bim koimai, the chilas yom revi, Umeoz, and from then, from Tchilas Yom Revi, Ischilo Lahakif Ulishamish. Eimas Havi, so when is this? Achama Betkufosa Koi. So the Gemara answers, Kol Chof Ches Shonim Shel Tkufas Nisen. Shebesoif Chof Ches, at the end of the Chof Ches, Kshachoyzer Marzer Godel Shel Chamo. We'll see in Rashi, there are two machzorim, there's four machzorim, there's seven machzorim ktanim, and then there's one machzor gadol. So, shebesoyv chav ches, at the end of 28 years, shechayza machzor gadol sholchamo, liyois tekufa neifeles, so the hascholes atkufa is bishos tliyes hamoiris. This is the zman of the Tliyas HaMa'iris, when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, at this time, when the Chama was in this position, this was the Zman of the Tliyas HaMa'iris, B'Shapsoi, He Shor Tchiles Leil Dalet. This is the first hour, Shapsoi, is the first hour of Leil Dalet of the Wednesday, the Tuesday night, which starts Yom Revi. B'Ulta De Tlas Nogi Dalet. Nagidale. Sheheriv Shimshay Shel Gimel. Bishabis. It became Ois Tuesday. Biyaschel El Dalet. Now it's becoming Yom Revi.
Nagi leil, kidama bepsochim bishmaite kamaise, de ike duchte de kore leleu yo nagi. That the night is called nagi. Shabsoi, so Rashi says, shem sho rishoino shaleil dalet. This is the first hour of leil dalet. Sheba oise sho, in this hour, niklu ma'oires. The ma'oires were put to kia shamai. Visheva shoi saying, there are 7 hours, that means there are 7 planets which are shaylet, and each one is shaylet in a different hour. The chayzrais chalila. And the sheva shois are shatzam chanchal. We'll see what this means soon. Timtza behekev sidram shaloyla. In Simone Shois Chilas Halayla, if we'll start from the beginning of the week, so the Seder is the first hour of each night, of each day of the week. So the Simoni Shois Tchilas Halelis, the first Shois is Katznash Chala. Now Rashi explains. Meitzoi Shabbos, that's the first day of the week, and that is in the first hour of this day. So the planet that is Shoilet in that hour is Teicho. So that's the Chot. Tchilas Lel Beis, Tzedek, that's Tzedek, Chilas Leil Gimel, Tzedek is Jupiter, Koichav is Mercury, again weiter, Chilas Leil Bei Tzedek, Chilas Leil Gimel is Noiga, Noiga is Venice, Chilas Leil Revi, Shapsoi, the beginning of Oyle Yom Revi, that's Shapsoi the first hour, Chilas Leil Hei, Chamo, the sun, Chilas Leil Shishi, Levono, Tchilas Leil Shabbos, Madiv, which is Mars. The Seder Tchilas Hayomim, that is the Seder Hashoyis of Tchilas Halelis, during the week. The Seder Tchilas Hayomim Kalois HaShachar, when the day starts, what are the first hours of the day? Chalam Katznash. Fine. Okay, so now we figured out with this Shapsoi. The Kitzer Shapsoi is the first hour of starting the Yom Revi. Now, the Tkufis, each Tkufa, there are Arba Tkufis Hashone, which determine the seasons in the year, and each Tkufa is 91 days and 7.5 hours. So now Rashi explains how the Seder HaTkufis works. The Rashi says as follows. Utkufe meisheches michavoto. So that means, if the tkufe falls out, that means after 91 days, 7 hours later in the same day, 7.5 hours later in the same day will be the next tkufe. And then we'll go weiter for the third tkufe. So this is what Rashi says. Utkufe meisheches michavoto. Zayin Shois Umachza. One Tkufe, that's the second Tkufe, that's after the first Tkufe, is in the same day, and it's 91 days later, it is 91 days and 7.5 hours later. Klema. Misacheres, Achar Hayoim, Basho Shenoflo Bo Chavoto, Zayin Shois Umachza. So it is 7.5 hours later. Harei shloishim shoy. So if one tkufa is 7.5 hours later, so in 4 tkufas we will have 30 hours. Harei shloishim shoy la'arba tkufas. So it comes out in a year. Harei yoim urevia lashone. So it comes out that after the year ends, so the tkufa will be a day and a quarter later.
Lidalit shonim chamisha yomim. So if it's a day and a quarter times four, so then in Lidalit shonim chamisha yomim. So then it'll come back the same time. Like this will come out. Lamadato shein tkufa nefelas betchilas halayla. Elo l'soif dalit shonim. Means if the tkufa started betchilas halayla, so after Dalit Shonim, it will again be also Betchilas Halayla, but it'll be a different day of the week. Elosayv Dalit Shonim, Shumarze Kotn. This is a small marze of the Tkufes HaShonim. Bezayin Marzeirim Ktanim, Lamarze Godel. Besimonech is as follows. Dabaz Hagav. That means as follows. That if the first Tkufa, the Tliyas HaMoiris, Tkufas Nissen, was the first time around, fell out on a Wednesday, the second time will be on a Monday, and Shabbos, and Thursday, that's Pshat and the Simen. But with the Marzeirim Tanim, it's Dabaz Hagav, and then again we start Dabaz Hagav. Harei, She'ein Eibo Letchilas Leil Dalet. That means after the Marze Godel, which consists of Zayin Tkufis, and each, of Zayin Marzeirim Ktanim, and each Marze Kotten is 4 years, Reshein Ebo Letchilas Leil Dalit, will come back Letchilas Leil Dalit, Ela Michov Cheshonim, Lachov Cheshonim, yeah. Baroish Kol Marze Kotten, Bo Letchilas Halayla. Each marze cotton, since it does not end with a fraction, so it comes back in the same time as it was before. Obaroish marze godel, bol et kufa rishayne, shutchilas leil dalet. That is birchas hachama. Zakhti gemara weiter. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, horoye hayam hagodel, leprokim, she make a brocha. Leprokim, when is it called leprokim? At kame? Omarami Barabe, Omarab Yitzrok, Ad Shloishim Yoy. There's, the Ritva brings down a Yerushalmi that, the Ritva in the Rosh brings down the Yerushalmi, but the Ritva explains it a little better. The Yerushalmi says like this, that we heard by Brokim and Ra'omim, one makes a Broche. So the Yerushalmi says, Bitoirdim Dayoy Bepamachas. If it is keseder raining and there's lightning and there's thunder and this is going on keseder, betirdim daye bepamachas, one makes one broch and he's finished. Im bemofsokim bevorich al kol pam upam. Tirdim means it's keseder raining. Mufsokim means nispazru anonim, but it stopped raining, but it became clear. That's called mefuzorim. And then if it starts raining again, one makes a different brochim. So the Ritva explains that by Yam HaGodol, there's a pesazman of 30 days. By brochim and ra'omim, so then if it stopped raining, one starts again. Here there's no brochim of 30 days. Why is it that way? So the Ritva says ahagdore. The Ritva says as follows. That by Hayoye Hayama Godel or Horim Gvoyim, so he is seeing the same thing. He saw it yesterday, he saw it 2 days ago, so he then has no reason to make a broch on it when he sees it today. Fakert, if there was a man of 30 days passed by, he didn't see it, so that's called as man Mugbo, didn't see it for 30 days, like we learned yesterday, Hayoye Lachash Loishim Yoyim, he makes Shechionu. That means that he missed him, Taka. 30 days is a long time. So the previous Riyah has been weakened by him. So he, even though he sees the same thing again, but this is already a new Riyah, so he makes a broch. Masha Enkain by Ra'omim and Barakim, in Yesod, each time is a new thunder and a new lightning. The broch he made on before he's not making on now. Now, if Kolzman is thundering in those, so the Brocha patters all the thunders from this storm. When it became clear, this is a new storm, so therefore a new Brocha is in store. The Yerushalmi stells zu,
that by Birchas HaPsomim, if a person is sitting in a Chanus Shel Psomim, and he goes out and he comes back again, so whenever he comes back, he makes a new broche. So the Ritva asks, L'chayre, this is similar to, he's smelling the same psalmim. They didn't bring in a new order in between. He's smelling the same psalmim. And there it says, if he goes out, he comes back again, so he makes a new broche. So the Ritva explains, because there the broche is not on the rie. There the broche is on the hanor. This is a new hanor that he got. The birches areich is a birches hanor. So he had hanor before. So Kozman is in the hanus, so it's just like one is eating peiris. So Kozman, they bring him peiris, it becomes gepatet with one broche. If there was a yitzir from the chanus, so now, so for kelsa, now it requires a new broche. But this is a new hanor. So therefore, even though it's the same psalmim, but since he's deriving a new hanor from the psalmim, therefore he makes a new broche. Ba'omar Romi Barabe, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak. Horoye pros agishra de bovel. If a person saw Nahar pros and he was standing on the bridge of bovel, and we're giving a special place where he's standing on. Oimer Boruch Oise Bereshis. That means, so let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. Inshra de Bovel, Oimer Boruch Oise Bereshis. Kim Luhu, Shloi Nishtane Pros Mihiluchai Al Yidei Odom, that the Hiluch of Nahar Pros never, did not change through a pool of people, Misham Ulamailo. That means from the Gesher, from the bridge, from the Gesher of Bovel, looking up, this was not changed. Avo Misham Ulamata, Hisibu B'nei Odom Derech Acheres. They changed the course of Pros. So when he's looking at it, Lamata Me Agesh, he cannot say, Oise Maase Bereshis, because this is Maase Bos of Edom. But Lamailo from the Gesher, he can say, I say Masa Bereshis. Vo idno de shanyu parsoi mi beisho, so now they were mishana this also. So mi beisho vo lehel. So then you have to go a different distance, you have to go further up, and there you can say the broche. Rav Yosef Oma mei dekira vo lehel. Yeah. That is by now pros. Oma romi barabe haroye digeles. What's now the geles? Agishra de shvistene, oime boch oise bereshis. Then one makes boruch oise bereshis. Now the Gemara says, mai chideko, omar ravashi shemeimov chadin vikalin. They have a sharpness in them and they have a lightness in them. It's not a heavy, it's not a thick, heavy water. Mai pro shemeimov porim barov. Omar rove. Hay de cherifi b'nei mechuze, that the b'nei mechuze have a sharpness in them, b'shem deshosu maye de digelus. Hay de gichayri, that what they are have a redness in them, which is not normal, b'shem de mishamshi b'yemome, the mishamish b'yemome, so that brings out the redness. Hay de naidi enayu, that's what their eyes turn, b'shem de dairu b'bayis ofel, they don't have sufficient light in their houses. Zogt Rashi, Chadin, Chari, Vidne de Shanu Parsoy, Melamayu Legesh, and Mevoichal of Oysa Bereshis, El Me'i de Kira Velel, I de Kira Shem Echois, Shehu Alapros, it's a port that is on Pros. Chadin, Charifin, Ma'ayev, Vekalin, Lishko, Bemoznaim, Betaivin, Lishto, Shein, Machbidim, Esagufa, does not bring a heaviness. Horigasinin, V'hai de gichayri, mishum de misham shibi yimom, alafikach v'neim adumim kadmum mis hayoim. Denai de enayu, enayim, nodim, v'nodim.